Clay, I understand you're the biggest Filipino player. I mean, you're the star of the stars.
I don't know about star. You know, I just want to be a piece of this, you know, historical event for the Philippines. You know, I'm very proud to be Philippine heritage and, you know, play for my family's roots.
And this is your second time around to play for the World Basketball Classic, representing the Philippines, right?
It's actually my first. The first time was 2012, I believe. And I was actually got married that week of the tournament. So I was unable to attend to that one. My wife wouldn't have been too happy.
Okay. So you were not able to play then?
No.
Okay. But so this will be basically your first.
Yeah.
And I understand you're the highest paid player playing for the...
Is this for just for free? Or?
I think we all get a flat rate of depending on how far we go.
Okay.
So we're playing for wins.
Today is off season, right, in the U.S.?
So yes, this is going to be my last time pitching on the mound. I took a pitching coach job with the San Francisco Giants in Low A.
Okay. Beginning when?
I report February 28th for spring training.
You know, there are many Filipino-American players now playing in major leagues in the U.S. Yesterday, they say it's a battle Filipinos versus Filipinos. Northwood, who played for the Denver Broncos, and he played against the coach of the opposing team, Carolina Panthers, is of Filipino. How do you feel that?
You know, I think that, you know, when we do have, you know, our heritage from the Philippines, I think we should be proud and, you know, represent, you know, our country and, you know, let people know that we are Filipinos and, you know, we have athletic ability and, you know, we're becoming more diverse in different sports.
And should you make it to the finals, will you have enough time to practice with these guys in the Philippines? You going there?
I think we do. I think if we just, you know, stick to the fundamentals, throw strikes, get guys on, get them over and get them in, I think the basics of baseball, you know, will take over, and I think we can put together a run.
And with few sessions of this practice with these boys, are you confident that you're going to make it?
I am. I have, you know, I like what I see, as you know, but we gotta translate practice to on the field. And if we can do that,
half of the team is composed of Philip Americans. Do you know some of these guys, or do you play there over there?
Yeah, I know most of them, and I've heard quite a few of them. So, you know, I know we have some talented guys.
Okay. Anyway, good luck, Clay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Ako po si Adrian Bernardo, kakagraduate lang po last year sa Ateneo de Manila. At yun po, ngayon nandito po ako sa national team para po mag-compete dito sa WBC.
Ikaw yung one of the 14 players na galing sa Pilipinas, no? At kasama mo yung mga Phil-Ams.
Opo, actually, yun nga po, kalahati po sa amin Filipinos, kalahati po sa amin mga Phil-Ams.
Hindi ba kayo nahihirapan? Hindi ka manahirapan mag-adjust?
Sa una po, opo, kasi nga, sa unang tingin, malaki sila nakatakot, pero... In the end po, we see them, they're very friendly din naman po. So, madali naman makipag-usap sa kanila.
When it comes to technique, parang may technique din sa technique ninyo? Or you have to adjust?
Actually, sir, pareho lang. Talagang, it's the same. It's just, they're just more powerful lang talaga. Kasi nga, they have the height and the build po. Pero kung tutuusin po, halos pareho lang naman.
And when I see you practicing a while ago, nakita ko na mukhang kasama ka sa pumapractice sa magbabat. And I suppose you are being considered to bat.
Well, yeah, hopefully, yeah, makasama po sa starting lineup kasi yun nga. Well, it's my dream to be here, kaya so yun. Just way to impress lang the managers and the coaches as well.
You know. You're relatively small for a baseball player, no?
I think ako po pinamalit dito, so talagang kailangan po pakita sa kanila kung anong meron ako para po talaga makapag...
Mukhang nagugulat din yung coach ninyo dahil ang lakas mo po malo.
Well... Yun nga, siguro, sana po na yun nga, makapagbabigyan ng chance para makapaglaro talaga. For
secret weapon mo yung pagpalo?
Actually, yun po yung mas gusto ko pong gawin ngayon talaga, pumalo.
Sa national team, pang ilan ka? Anong ikaw inaasahan sa national team?
Well, sa national team po, yun nga po, second batter, second base, ganun din po. So, I mean, hopefully, ganito rin po yung magiging position ko dito sa team na to.
Okay. And good luck. Do you think you can win?
We're 100% sure. I mean, well, confident we're going to win this tournament. Oh. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Errol Gadia. I was born in Sydney, out in Blacktown. I was raised here as well. And I'm the media officer for the media liaison for the Philippine national baseball team here at the World Baseball Classic Qualifiers.
So how did you get involved here? Noong
nalaman ko na yung Pilipinas ay maglalaro ng baseball dito sa Sydney, padala ko ng email kay William Ayrton. Siya ay recruitment manager ng Philippine National Baseball Team. Sinabi ko lang sa kanya, pag kailangan nyo ng local na tumulong sa baseball team, nandito ako. And from there, you know, we started conversing with each other. And, you know, we were communicating really well, just helping them out in any other way we can. And here I am now. Just,
this is a volunteer job.
This is a volunteer job.
But personally, do you also play baseball? Are you, how much...
Yes, I play baseball at the moment. I've been playing for about 1.5 years. I play first base. I play in the outfield as well. So I do have some sort of baseball experience.
Kilala mo yung mga players nila dito before? Kasi may mga ibang players dito naglalaro sa stadium sa United States. Are you familiar with their names?
Yes. One of the main players on our pitching staff is Clay Rapata.
Yeah, so you know him.
Yes, he's played in the major leagues before, and I'm very certain that he'll provide the Philippines with a very crucial with his experience.
Yes, and anong ginagawa mo ba basically sa role mo dito sa media press officer?
Because the difference between the Major League Baseball and World Baseball Classic, the media is allowed to talk to the players themselves in the locker room in the Major League, in the MLB. Whereas at the World Baseball Classic, the media does not have access to the players inside the locker rooms, and that's where the press officer sort of just liaises with the media and stuff if they want anything, if they want to know anything about the players, their backgrounds. Bawal po kayo pumasok. Opo.
And nakabuo ko ba ng mga close camaraderie sa mga players nato?
Yeah, from what I've been hearing from the coaching staff, they're saying that the chemistry, they are bonding really, really well, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. You know,
players.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, ikaw naman sa kanila sa team?
Oh, yeah, I've been talking to a couple of guys. Very, very nice, very approachable players, yeah.
And do you think how will they perform dito sa competition
nato? I really think they can go to the final. Yeah, I really think they can go to the final. But in saying that, it is a game-by-game process. We're just focusing on the... They're just focusing on the game against Australia on Thursday night. See what they can do there. They're very interested. They're very intrigued by the fact that Philippines is playing Australian baseball in an international tournament.
And so, yeah. Kung matapos ako sakali na magwagi sa makapasok sa championship and it will be held in Japan or some other countries, are you expected to join them? Makakasama ka ba?
At this point in time, it's a element on, it's still uncertain. We're just worried about getting through these tournaments, see what happens, worry about that after.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.